神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
You might say, how do we have or make a happy marriage?
或许那个问题说呢，我们如何让婚姻更美满、更快乐？
This should be the desire of every newlywed.
这个对于每一个家庭应该有这样的意愿。
I'm sure there are many answers to this.
当然有很多答案。
But I think there are three important ingredients that must be in a marriage to make it a happy marriage.
但是有三个很基本的因素呢，可以使我们有一个很快乐的婚姻。
Of course, one of them is love.
首先第一个就是爱。
Love that is where we put the other person before ourselves.
爱是把对方放在你的前面，为他着想。
I think one of the words that is very descriptive of love is to care.
那爱的另外一种解释就是关怀。
Because when you care about someone, you are noticing them.
你关心的时候你就会注意到他。
They have a place in your heart.
他们在你的心目中呢有一个地位。
You watch them.
你会注意看着他们。
Because you have a care over them.
因为你实在是关心他们。
You see, you have to choose to put that other person in the place that is before you.
你需要做一个选择，那就是呢，选择要让对方摆在你的前面，首先为他设想。
So you see, love is a choice.
所以爱是一种决定。
You can choose to love.
你可以选择爱。
Or you can choose to turn your back on it.
还是你要选择不要管它。
And live for yourself.
为你自己活。
You know, not only is it something that we choose, but it's an active thing.
不但是你要做一个决定抉择呢，而且你要有行动的表现。
You see, affection is one of the ways that we express our emotion toward that person that we have chosen to care for.
感情是一种情绪的表达，对于你所选择要爱的对象的情绪表达。
Affection can be as simple as a loving look.
这种感情的表达呢，可以简单到就像一个眼神。
An intimate touch.
一个很亲切的碰触。
Letting that person know they are very special, maybe by giving them a gift.
让对方觉得他是很特别的，或借着一份小礼物，让他觉得他是很特别的。
Or praising and encouraging them.
或者是你去鼓励他，或你去赞美他。
And like I said before, maybe just by the touch.
就像我刚才讲的，简单到就是这样一碰就可以了。
Not only are we affectionate, but we respond to their needs.
我们不但呢对他们表达我们的感情，而且呢我们要去满足他们的需要。
This means that I cannot let myself turn away and get active in so many other things that I lose watching over that one I care.
这个意思是说呢，你不要忙到或者是你自己对一些事情很有兴趣，以至于忽略了或者忘记了这位你所爱的对象，你要关心到他的需要。
So you develop a sensitivity to their needs.
所以你要对他的需要有一种敏锐感。
To their feelings.
对他们的感觉有感觉到。
To their necessities.
对他们的需要你要知道。
You become very careful with these.
所以你对他们这些人都要很注意很关心。
Can you imagine a marriage where both love each other, both are affectionate, both are responding to the needs of other? Could it be anything else but happy?
你可以想象到如果一个家庭啊，夫妻两个人彼此关心彼此很亲密，然后彼此都注意到对方的需要的话，这样子还有什么比这个更让一个家庭快乐的呢？
Also, love is when we put ourselves in the other person's place.
爱的另外一个方式就是呢，要为对方，以对方的立场来想。
Instead of being angry when the person is late, begin to think how hard they've worked, how they've overworked because they had to get the job done, how they had to go through all the traffic to get home, and you are putting yourself in their place.
当你想到对方回来那么晚的时候呢，先不要生气，以对方的立场来想。想到他多么的辛苦，要做那么晚，然后他为了家庭，为了生活，为了工作，要接受多少压力，用这个立场来为他想。
In trying to love them, we try to understand them.
当你爱他的时候，你就要想办法去了解他。
This may not always be easy, but we do try.
你要试试看，或许不容易，要试试看。
You see, what a great man named Paul once said, love is kind.
保罗这一位很出名的人呢，他说呢，爱就是要有恩慈。
Love is not touchy, we're every sensitive about every little thing until we get angry.
有爱呢，就不能到处小小的事就去挑剔，至于你自己都生气了。
Love suffers long.
爱要有恒久的忍耐。
Love does not try to make the other person angry.
你如果有爱的话，就不要惹对方的气。
You see, love must endure.
爱需要忍耐
And we must nurture it that it will endure.
爱呢你需要有一种、啊、去滋润去喂养那这个需要耐心的
Keep that spark burning in your heart.
让你心里面那个爱的这种、啊、火苗呢让它继续的燃烧
That's a thing that drew you together when you first met each other.
那就是你当初两个人碰在一起的时候那种热情呢让它要维持着
But let it mature.
但是呢，也要让他成长。
And as each of you go through experiences, you go through traumas, you go through all manner of things through the years, your understanding and love will deepen.
当你们一起经过一些艰难、一些困苦的时候呢，经历过之后呢，这种爱就会更成熟，这种爱就会更深。
Now I want to talk a little more on something that is very important to make a happy marriage.
另外我要再进一步的讲可以让你的婚姻快乐的很重要的一个因素。
That's how to learn to communicate with each other.
那就是学习怎么样能够沟通对话。
And communication is very important in any area or relationship in our life.
在人生当中的关系之间呢，这种沟通是很重要的。
My heart goes out to those who cannot express themselves in words.
我很同情那些没有办法用话语来表达自己的人。
But I've learned that they express themselves somehow, even if it's in their body language.
即使不用言语呢，他们也会用他们的肢体语言表达出来。
So let us look at this thing called conversation and see how it can help our marriage.
所以我们来谈一谈这种对话沟通，看能不能帮助我们的婚姻。
There are people that talk to each other.
有的人他们很能够彼此来交通。
This means that they have a wide range of things that they can talk about.
他们有很多的这种领域他们可以一起来沟通来交谈。
You see, they're able to develop subjects in their lives that they can communicate with each other.
所以他们可以找到很多主题来彼此对话。
You know, they preserve the communication channels and they keep them open.
他们就常常敞开自己谈话的这种管道呢，常常呢跟对方有这种沟通。
You see, this means that they are developing more sensitivity to each other's feelings.
那这样子的话，对于对方的感受也会比较敏感，可以感受到对方的这种感觉。
Now, you might say, well, I talk to my husband or my wife, but they don't understand what I'm talking about.
有的人会说呢，我讲啦，可是他们不懂我在讲什么。
You see, sometimes when we say things, it really doesn't come out the way we mean.
那有时候我们说话的时候并不是我们心里的心意。
There have been times I have asked someone to do something. When I've gone back, oh, my heart really hurts because they haven't done it the way I asked them.
我常常有这种情况，就请一个人帮我做一件事情呢。可是当我啊离开再回来时候呢，看他们所做的跟我讲的根本就没有做到。
Because they heard a whole different meaning than what I said.
因为我说出去之后，他们所了解的、所接受的是完全不一样的意思。
So you have to develop in yourself the ability to mean what you say.
所以你要学习，就是你心里怎么想，要懂得把它讲得清楚、讲得出来。
And understand that.What you actually did say is something maybe a little different than what you really meant.
你也开始要去发现，原来你说出来的跟你心里面所想的是有一些距离的。
You see, sometimes we say things and we just don't make them clear.
有时候是我们讲的不够清楚。
And so it doesn't really come out the way we want it said.
所以就变成讲出来之后呢，就没有把你完全的想法讲出来。
I may say, close that door.
比如说我说门关起来。
And there may be four doors in the room.
那里面刚好有四个门。
So the person goes over to the one nearest them and closes that.
所以这个听到的人就到最靠近的那个门把它关起来。
And you look up a little later and you say, I told you to close the door.
然后你一转身说怎么门没有关起来，我不是讲要关起来吗？
But I did close the door, the person said.
对方说呢，我已经关了。
But you didn't close that door over there.
然后你就说了，我是说那个门为什么没有关呢？
But you didn't tell me which door to close.
对方就跟你说了，你又没有告诉我是哪一个门。
So you must work at trying to be very specific about what you are saying.
所以你一定要学习在讲话的时候要很清楚地表达你到底在讲的是什么。
And then sometimes the person, your spouse, may not hear what you've said the way you said it.
那有时候对方听话的时候呢，他没有听到你要讲的是什么意思。
Sometimes people have been hurt because they seemingly heard something that you really didn't mean.
那有时候呢，你说的话呢，在无意间就伤害对方，对方受伤害你还不晓得。
So work on speaking very clear.
所以学习讲话讲得很清楚。
Make it what you really mean.
到底你真的意思是什么?
And you will be surprised how much more of your conversation is understood.
然后你就会很意外地发现呢，你的这种啊对话呢被理解了。
One of the greatest areas in conversation is not talking.
在沟通里面有个很大的领域呢，事实上不是对话。
When we are able to listen carefully, we're going to understand many times what is being said.
而是说呢，你知道该怎么样很小心的去听对方的讲话，这样的话才是真的沟通。
You see, listening is not just looking at a person and thinking about something else when they're speaking to you.
当对方跟你讲话的时候，你在听话的时候，不是说你要去想别的事情，你不能去想别的事情。
It's the ability to hear what is being stated and then be able to give back what you have heard.
听话的时候呢，是有能力把对方的意思听进去之后，而且呢，还能够把他意思表达出来。
It involves a lot of work and effort when we listen.
所以当你听话的时候呢，你要很努力的去听。
I have been very bad at this at times.
我个人在倾听方面呢，是很弱的。
Working and being very busy and someone comes in and talks to me.
比如说我很忙在做事情，别人刚好进来跟我讲话。
And I really want to get done what I'm doing.
我实在是很急着想把我的事情做完。
And as they talk, I'm not really hearing all that they are saying.
那当他们讲话的时候呢，我一面做事情，然后我就没有办法听到他们在跟我讲什么。
And so therefore, I really do not understand fully what the person has told me.
如果我没有全部听进去的话，我就没有办法了解对方要跟我讲什么。
And this can happen in our married life.
在婚姻里面，这种事情也会发生。
And does many times.
而且是常常发生。
There are some husbands that when the wife is talking with them, they're looking at the newspaper.
比如说呢，太太在跟先生讲话，这个先生呢，专注于他的报纸。
Sometimes they have one eye on the television.
有时候呢，一个眼睛看对方，一个眼睛在看电视。
So of course it makes the wife feel or the husband feel like they really don't care.
这样的话会让讲话那个对方不管是先生太太都觉得对方不是真的在意或者是真的关心。
So you evaluate yourself and say, am I that kind of person?
所以好好的检查一下我是这样的人吗?
Then I must try my best to listen.
所以从现在开始呢我要试着专心的来倾听。
Let's talk about some of the barriers that keeps us from listening well.
我们来看一看有什么会阻止我们啊去好好的听对方讲话的。
Now suppose you and your wife has had an argument.
比如说你们夫妻有争执。
But the heat of the argument is over.
但是呢这个争执的很高潮的时候呢已经过去了冷静下来了。
And you and your wife are talking about it.
然后两个人就在谈这件事情。
But the whole time inside of you, you're feeling very defensive, like it wasn't my fault, it was yours.
但是这种心平气和在谈的时候，里面还是有一种感觉说不是我的错误，是你的错。
And so while your wife is talking, your mind is not really on it. Your thoughts and your attention is not on it. You just have that feeling it was your fault and you are very defensive inside.
所以当对方在跟你解释讲这个事情的时候，你里面已经有一个很强烈的一种保护或者是反弹，然后你就一直想说是你的错，不是我的问题。
Sometimes you may want to talk about something that may be sort of controversial with your wife.
有时候你想跟你的配偶呢讲一些有争议性的事情。
And maybe it's in the area of politics.
或许在政治的方面。
So as you are talking, maybe your wife already has strong feelings against your political views.
那当你在谈的时候呢，对方心里面本来就有一个很强烈的自己的那种想法，而且是刚好是反对你的观念的。
So instead of hearing what you say, she only feels her own personal bias.
这样子不但不会听到对方在讲什么，而且呢，就把自己深深的埋在自己的那种成见，很强烈的自我的主张里面。
Another problem can be that when a person is talking, the other one has this bad habit of interrupting.
另外一种障碍就是一个人在讲话，然后对方呢一直要插话。
And that's because many times they do not have their full attention or mind on what the other is saying.
之所以会这样是因为对方呢没有完全的注意在听你在讲什么。
Or immediately something comes to their mind that they want to answer the person.
所以呢他们脑筋里面已经有一种答案呢想马上来回答你。
Not only this, sometimes our mind is overloaded.
有时候呢我们的脑筋里面的想法呢已经太多了。
After we have done a lot of mental work,
比如说呢我们工作很辛苦。
And we feel like our mind is just very tired.
那我们的思想已经很累了。
It's very difficult then to have meaningful listening to the other person.
所以当你的心思很累的时候呢你就没有办法可以去专注去听对方讲什么。
Then there's other times when you go to speak to someone and it's really a bad time to talk to them.
那有时候呢你找到要去讲话的时间呢是一个不对的时间不好的时间。
Maybe you see they're writing.
他们正在写东西。
Or maybe they're listening to something on the radio.
或许他们正在听事情。
And then you go up and begin to talk to them about something.
然后你就要插进去跟他讲一些事情。
It's a very bad time to disturb them.
那这样的话是一个干扰他们的时间所以不是好的时间。
So we must be careful in this area.
所以你要小心怎么样挑对的时间跟对方讲话。
Then there are those that may be not mentally overloaded, but they're physically exhausted.
那也有时候呢，不是你的思想的疲累，而是你身体的疲累。
That's the reason sometimes when your husband comes home after a very hard day's work, driving through traffic, he comes in and sits down on a chair and he looks so tired.
那就是有时候你的先生从外面经过一天的劳碌然后要经过回来那种交通的这种繁忙呢回到家坐下来已经很累了。
And then a wife that doesn't realize begins to talk about some problems in the home that day.
如果这个妻子不小心呢就一直要想把一天下来的困难问题呢跟先生讲。
And he's just too tired.
那他已经太累了。
He might say, honey, I just can't listen to this.
他或许会跟你说呢我现在不想听了。
And right away, a wife can get very upset and say, think he never wants to listen to me.
然后妻子就会这样子评断说呢你根本都不听我在讲什么。
But maybe it's when you get him physically exhausted and he just can't listen.
有时候呢他的身体很累的时候他没有办法听的。
Then we have to realize that in our speaking and giving out what we have to say, that it is made up of three components.
你要知道讲话的时候有包括三个要素。
First, there is the content.
一个是你讲话的内容。
It's what you're trying to get across and what you're trying to say.
那就是你想讲出来要表达的。
But then the way you say it, the tone you say, carries more weight than what the content does.
接下来呢，包括你的声音，你用什么样的声调在讲话会来把你带出来的信息呢会有一些变化。
You may be asking your husband to take out the trash.
比如说呢你请你的先生把垃圾拿出去。
And he gets very angry with you.
他就很生气。
And you wonder what's wrong with him.
你就想怎么了。
Well, when you said to him, take out the trash.
当你跟他说垃圾拿出去
You said it with a tone that was very commanding. Now is when I want you to take the trash out.
你的话可能传达得非常的硬而且是命令式的而且是现在就要拿
And then to add to that is one of the big components and that's our body language.
那接下去另外一个因素呢就是我们的身体的肢体的这种表达
Maybe you look at him and the look on your face is one of disgust.And then you point to the trash with your finger, and you're saying to him, take out the trash.
或许你用你的两个眼睛很严厉地看着他，然后指着垃圾说，垃圾拿出去。
Now it had very little content, just take out the trash.
你的内容很简单，把垃圾拿走。
But by the tone that you use and the body language that you use, those few little words had great meaning to your husband.
简单的几个字，一句话。但是加上你的声调，加上你的肢体语言呢，对你先生的感受就很强烈了。
So you must be aware, it is not the content alone, but it's how you say it with your tone and how your body language is.
所以你要记得说话的时候呢，不是只有你讲话的内容，还有包括你的声调，还有你的肢体的动作。
Now, there is something that maybe you don't realize.
有些事情有时候是你没有察觉到的。
But what you talk to your husband or wife about brings intimacy in different levels.
因为当你向对方讲话的时候会带来不同程度的一种亲密的关系。
When you just tell him the facts about what is happening and the information of what the day has been like, it's sort of a low intimacy type of talking.
如果你只是在讲一些今天发生的事情那个事实的话这个是最低的就是说对于那种两个人亲密度是最低的效果。
Actually, it's the lowest level.
是最低层次的。
But when you can talk to him about ideas or talk to him about others, we see that it begins to rise in intimacy.
那从这个事实之后呢，加上你的这种想法，你的一些看法的话，就会让你们更亲近。
Now, when you tell him about your own ideas and your opinions on things, you're beginning to open up your heart to a risk.
当你在向对方讲你的看法、你的感受的时候，等于是你敞开你的心来靠近他。
You're beginning to open up to them.
是你在敞开你的心。
That's sort of a moderate intimacy.
那这样的话，就好像在吹动啊这种彼此的距离。
But when you begin to talk about your own personal information that is more private and your emotions and how you feel about things, then you're beginning to get to a high intimacy level.
如果你讲的是你个人的一些事情，然后呢，你讲的是你自己的感受的话，那就会更促进你们两个人沟通间的亲密度。
I guess the highest intimacy level is when you're able to tell them who you are and your feelings and your emotions.
最高层次的这种亲密的沟通呢，就是呢，能够表白你是怎么样的人，然后你要什么，你的感受，就是把你自己表白出来。
When you open yourself to them.
等于说你把自己都完全的打开。
I wonder where you are on this level.Of conversation.
我不晓得在这样的层次里面你在什么样的一个程度的沟通。
So you can see how important conversation is in making a happy marriage.
所以呢，这种婚姻里面的沟通呢，对于造成你们快不快乐是很重要的一个因素。
Then we want to talk about the third one, which is very important.
第三个是很重要的一个因素。
And that is commitment.
那就是对对方的一种归属委身。
You see, it's highly valued by those who understand what marriage really is.
当你了解什么是婚姻的时候，这是很重要的，很有价值的。
Those who realize it's the very fiber of society.
婚姻是组成社会的基本单位。
Those who realize the debt they owe to the children they bring into the world.
那我们也要知道说我们的婚姻呢会把孩子带到世上来是我们要对孩子负责任。
And then realize how it can bring happiness and fulfillment into their lives.
然后也了解到我们可以怎么样让这个婚姻达到一个最美满最快乐的一个地步。
They find that their commitment is where it is really at.
所以呢这种委身这种归属呢是很重要的。
You see, commitment is something that can be positive or maybe negative.
尾声本身有带着积极跟消极性的性质。
You see, the positive aspect of commitment is when you nurture your relationship.
尾声的积极意义就是呢，你要去滋养，去保养你的关系。
Those are the things that you do, like taking your family out to eat, going on a holiday. These are the positive things you do to make your commitment strong.
比如说呢，你要安排时间带着家人到外面去，然后放假的时间要有度假的时间呢，这些呢都会帮助你的这种尾声呢更坚固。
Now, the negative things you must do to keep your commitment strong may be that you have to be careful to preserve all of the benefits that the family has together.
消极的这方面呢，就是呢，你要好好的维护住，就是保持住应该家给家庭有的那些啊福利呢，你都要好好的保持住。
That means that you don't let anyone else outside of your family group take up too much of your time and your emotional strength.
那意思是说呢，你要避免让外面的因素或外面的人为的啊这些条件呢，把你跟家里面应该有的时间剥夺了。
You guard yourself against any attraction to the opposite sex.
那你要对于异性有一种防卫的这样的一个心态。
Or maybe you have to let go of some of the things you would like to do things with your family.
有时候你自己的喜好呢也要牺牲，而且呢多多的跟家人在一起做。
You see, there is a cost to commitment.
所以尾声是要付出代价的。
Maybe that's why many people choose not to get married.
那就是为什么很多人就因为这样不想结婚了。
They don't want to take the effort.
因为他们不想努力。
The emotional pain at times.
他们有时候也不喜欢在情绪上受伤害。
Even maybe physical pain that it takes to keep commitment in your lives.
有时候这种尾声需要有情绪还有肉体上面的牺牲的。
So you see, this commitment to marriage implies that a person accepts the problems brought into their life. They accept the problems that are their spouse's problems. They accept these things and are willing to carry them.
所谓的尾声就是要接纳所有在家庭里面成员所带来的问题还是麻烦，然后呢愿意担负起来，然后能够处理。
There are many of marriage that didn't realize that the husband or the wife would spend many years with a physical problem.
有时候呢，你的伴侣，比如说你的妻子呢，在她身体上面有很多的病痛。
This is a very hard situation.
这是很难的。
And when you see that husband or wife year after year taking care of that sick spouse, you know he has a deep commitment.
如果你看到一个先生或一个太太呢，为这个对方的这种病痛呢，长年累月的在照顾他们的话，你就晓得他们的尾声是很深的。
Now you see many people who say, I really committed to my marriage. I really want us to make a go of it, but don't know how to put it into action.
或许有人说呢，我真的很想好好的来维持我们的婚姻，我真的是很想尾声，但是呢，我不晓得该怎么做。
They fail to develop intimacy.
因为呢，一直没有好好的建立亲密的关系。
They don't really converse on the intimate level.
然后呢，也不增进两个人的亲密关系的程度。
Many times they selfishly do what they want instead of what their spouse wants.
只做自己喜欢做的，不在意对方要什么。
So you see, commitment is more than just words.
所以这种尾声呢，愿意呢，不是只有用嘴巴讲的。
It's more than just desire.
也不是只有一个意愿而已。
It's the ability to take what I want to do, which is right, putting it into action, and together we are committed to whatever comes.
真正的尾声是你愿意做什么是对的，而且呢要付诸行动，到时候有任何的困难你还是要担当起来。
You say that sounds very difficult.
或许你说这样听起来好难哦。
It is not easy.
事实上也不容易。
But the benefits that you get out of a committed marriage.
但是当你这样的尾声之后呢，你会有从婚姻得到好处的。
Is really so wonderful in maturing you.
那是会让你更成熟，然后是很好的。
Giving you a depth of understanding.
让你有很深的理解能力。
An ability to truly love that one that God has given you.
有能力去爱那一位神为你预备的对象。
You will say the commitment is worth it.
所以你会发现呢，你所委身的、所全力以赴的是值得的。
I would wish for every one of you that is married that you will have a happy marriage.
我是在希望每一位结婚的人呢，有一个快乐的婚姻生活。
A meaningful marriage.
是有意义的生活。
A blessed marriage.
是一种受祝福的生活。
And remember this.
记得。
The God of the heavens can give you that strength.
天上我们的神可以给你这样的力量。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。